Since the beginning of recorded history, mankind has eagerly anticipated the arrival of each new century. While it is valuable to look to the future, it is equally important to reflect upon the past, since our modern culture is the sum total of all that has come before us, chronicled through art and music. America's music is rooted in the traditions of our ancestors from Western Europe and Africa. Early in the second millennium, European society was dominated by the Catholic Church, which ruled all aspects of life, including the economy, politics, and the arts. Music was used primarily for sacred rituals. Sometimes called plain song, it took the form of a simple, meditative chant. In time, the music from the monasteries began to reflect the growing interest in the natural, earthly world. Evolving from Gregorian chant, the music became increasingly complex. First one additional line was introduced, then two, and in time, four or more lines were common, causing the church elders to complain that they could no longer hear the melody. Nevertheless, composers continued to experiment with polyphony, captivated by the beautiful sounds they could create. Later, instrumental lines were included, and the simple chant became radically transformed. And the music was everywhere. From the royalty and the courts to the people of the villages, music was used for dancing, entertaining, and expressing love, just as it is today. The composers of secular music lived and worked in an environment different than that of the monks, and the music that resulted was beautiful in its own unique way. By the 17th century, the aristocracy had replaced the church as the center of power, and the sacred gave way to the secular in people's lives. The rise in commerce, combined with the separation from the church, fostered musical trends that enabled visionary composers like Johann Sebastian Bach, and later Mozart and Beethoven, to write fewer compositions for the church and more for their wealthy patrons. The next 200 years witnessed the emergence of a strong middle class with a democratic spirit that threatened the aristocracy and sparked violent revolutions. Composers continued to seek patronage, but the newly empowered citizenry were not interested in the refined music of the court. Rather, they preferred the dramatic, passionate work of Wagner, Tchaikovsky, and Rachmaninoff. Thank you. American music, with its unique variety of rhythms and tone colors, evolved from Africa as well as Western Europe. The confluence of these distinctly different cultures inspired a whole new school of thought. So it was that in early America, a musical synthesis took place, with the harmony from European counterpoint, the rhythmic syncopation from Africa, and melody from both. A whole new music emerged. It was called gospel, spiritual, ragtime, jazz, and rock and roll, and these styles are universally recognized as American music. As we enter the 21st century, we pause to pay homage to the artists who came before us, the men and women who created the legacy that we know as our musical tradition. Today's composers continue the evolution, vested with the awesome responsibility to speak through music with one voice for the past, present, and future. Thank you.